I'm in Africa.
Hello, welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. So glad you're joining me today. I've carefully crafted, with love, a fantastic show for you. We've got Kwaito, Desert Rock, Niger Pop, New Balafon Ensemble, Mande Guitar Band, Beninese Jazz, and more. There's also plenty of music news and features today. Every quarter hour, in fact, you'll meet a new artist. There's Gilad from Kenya, Donnie Roberts from Okavango Africa Orchestra. They just won the 2017 Juno Awards. And there's Bubu Gang from Sierra Leone. Can you handle all this? I think you can. Kicking off from South Africa, here's Mafiki Zolo featuring Stone and Jaseed with Munt Omnyama.
Thank you.
That's Mafiki Zolo with Muntom Nyama. It was a huge hit from 2006 in South Africa and was part of the soundtrack to that award-winning film, Tsotsi.
It's music time in Africa.
I'm Heather Maxwell. We're at the top of music time in Africa. Here's a brand new techno tune, Yawa.
I say, Monica, love me today. Come on, me and you done the fight, don't tell. I no go push you, man. I go change my ways. I go reduce the banana. I no go do it again.
Smooth techno. He is a knockout. That was another one of his singles, brand new 2017, Yawa. Mastercraft was on the beat.
Hi, my name is Eric Wanaina, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell. Keep it right here. Msinde Mali.
All right, now from Burkina Faso, here's Seydou Diabaté, a.k.a. Kanazoa. He's a master of the pentatonic balafon. That's a five-note balafon. The song addresses African leaders. Our earth is rich. We work hard, yet we're hungry. We lose sleep for worrying. Think of our children, the future of those little angels. Oh, come on, African leaders, rise us up and out of poverty.
Again, Yamabelo, Oluba, Muhebi, Balotaya, Farafina, Yamayo, Nama Ulika, Ujo, Nama Ulika, Dokadoe, Angadambe, Band of
Wow, that was the amazing Kanazawa Orchestra, led by Seydou Diabaté.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Okay, so we're at quarter past the hour. That means it's time for the first of my three quarterly features introducing you to a special artist. Meet Gilad, as presented by Bill Odidi.
Hi, Heather. Welcome from Nairobi in Kenya. I'm Bill Odidi, and today I'm speaking to a musician who's originally from Israel but has adopted Kenya as his new home. His name is Gilad. He first came to Kenya as a diplomat and then returned as an expatriate, and he's now settled here. He's even applied to become a Kenyan citizen. And this is a song that people really love around here. It's a romantic tune. It's called Unajua.
Sema.
That's a beautiful combination of Swahili and English lyrics. Unajua by Gilad, together with Wendy Kimani from Kenya. And Gilad is speaking to us on Music Time in Africa. So Gilad, how did you and Wendy create this melody?
It was written in stages. Wendy Kimani wrote her part a month after we had finished the song. When you know that, then you know that it's like it kind of came together in a funny way. And I knew that it was going to come on the radio. I knew between 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock I was supposed to listen. Sat in the office, you know, shut everybody out.
Yes.
And streamed, you know, on the computer, the radio, and listened in. And when the song came on, it was that.
What's that experience for the first time that your song goes out
surreal.
On the radio?
It's surreal. It's like, okay, it's really happening. And then it came on again and again. And then people began to tweet, now playing Unajua, at Gilad, at Wendy Kimani. It was surreal. It was, and then it went to the charts. And then it was 6 weeks number one on the charts. Climbed up and stayed there. Total 17 weeks on the charts. That's every Saturday is an adventure to see if you're going to, you know, and the conversation on Twitter with the fans and stuff like that.
So can we actually verify that that's actually your voice?
Sima, mpenzi, how you been? Unaendale aje, amani aje, yeah. Sima. Mpenzi, how you been? Umepotelea wapi? Umefanya nini?
Yeah.
Na nani? Unajua sema aje.
Yeah. Wow.
Unajua aje. Aji, baby, it's cold outside.
How are you able to sing so fluently in Swahili, a language that you've only been speaking in the last few years?
The Swahili part, you know, and using the words, maybe it's that foreigner's perspective. You grew up listening to the music of Kiswahili, as in the sound of the language, from age of zero. I only encountered it recently in the last few years. And so I'll check with other people too, and you also get a certain response sometimes. So you'll sing a new line to someone, and you see if their response is the correct one, you know you've hit the right spot. Because for me to make a mistake in Swahili is almost disrespectful, you know, compared to someone that, you know, lives here and grew up.
You've got to be extra careful.
Exactly. I don't speak Swahili fluently. I understand a lot, But putting together a sentence, grammatically correct sentence, you know, and there's so many, in Swahili is actually not that simple a language because there's so many different grammatical, you know, past and future tense and groups and singular and plural. When I get to the point where I can dream in Swahili, you know, I'll be speaking, you know, interviews.
We'll check with your wife.
Yeah. if I'm talking in my sleep in Swahili, you'll know.
Take us to the next song. Now, this is the song that you did with Gachagua, and I want you to talk a little about it.
Rangia Bahari. Rangia Bahari was written in Diani. On vacation, just basically inspired by the beautiful place itself. I had planned to share it with a variety of artists I was thinking of and walked in on Gachagua, who I didn't know, in the studio recording. And, you know, long story short, the power went out. We sat on the balcony, and by the time we were done and the power came back, I wanted to do the song with him, and he agreed, and you know, the rest, as they say, is history.
Yes, and here's the song, Rangia Bahari.
Rangia Bahari.
I'm praying kila kitu inanikumbusha kuhusu wewe. I remember kila siku nakumbuka kuhusu wewe. Nyota inameremeta nikifikiria kuhusu wewe. Macho yako yanameremeta nikifikiria kuhusu wewe. And I remember rangi ya bahari, sauti ya mawimbi, twashikana mkono tukitazama mwezi. Niamini mimi, there's no way ya forget na kukumbuka wewe. Every day no regrets. Niamini mimi, there's no way ya forget na kukumbuka wewe.
Beautiful. Rangia Bahari, which translates as the color of the ocean. And as you just heard, the song was written in Diani at the coast of Kenya, which is just a breathtakingly beautiful place. And we'll make sure you visit the coast next time you're in Kenya, Heather. So I've just been giving you a flavor of the music by singer-songwriter and guitarist Gilad, based here in Nairobi, Kenya. Love the sound. I'm Bill Ojidi for Music Time in Africa, and I'm going to hand you right back to Heather Maxwell for so much more on the show today. Kwaheri, goodbye.
Thank you so much, Bill. And I will try my very hardest to visit Mombasa next time I visit Kenya.
Yeba, one can try and one tell and one blow. This is J.W. Ambly, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
Time to move to the Sahara. Here's a great band from Mali, whom I recently met in Morocco, Terracaft. This is track 7 from their most recent 5th album, Alone, or Tenere. Sanou Ak Ahmed is on guitar and vocals. the awesome Tuareg blues rock band from Mali, Terracoft. In case you're just joining me, hello, bonjour. This is Heather Maxwell, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. Newsflash! A Canada-based band, Okavango African Orchestra, scooped the much-coveted World Music Album of the Year award at the 2017 Juno Awards, held April 3rd in Ottawa. Donnie Roberts, the lead guitarist and singer of Okavango, joined me by phone to talk about it. That's coming up next, right after this.
Music Time in Africa is awesome, but The Voice of America has other great music programs too, like this one.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA. So let's meet Donnie Roberts of Okavango African Orchestra. How does it feel to be a Juno Award winner?
It feels good. It feels great, actually, you know, because we didn't expect to win the Juno. And such a good surprise like that makes you feel good. Personally, I didn't think it was going to be us until the very last minute. So I was very surprised. You know, there's some times when you feel like, no, I think we can beat this, we can beat that. No, all the nominees are really great musicians, and we know them too, right? So I thought that somebody else but us.
Well, it's fantastic, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, who's all in the band, and how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for about maybe 3 or 4 years now. So in the band, there is Kushin from Somalia, and we have Danny Nabiat from Eritrea. We have Kofi Aka from Ghana, Ebenezer from Ghana, and we have Tish Mureza from Zimbabwe. And we have Nicholas Pack from Burundi. We have Aaron Nitunga from Burundi. We have myself, Donnie Roberts from Madagascar. Oh, we have Sajo Sissoko from Senegal. And our manager is Nadine McNulty from Canada, Toronto.
Well, let's listen to your music a little bit. My favorite so far is the... All right, that is just gorgeous. So is there a story behind the name of your band?
Yeah, there is a story behind the name. Okavango, it's a river in Africa. It's a place when everywhere around in that area is dry. There's no water, nowhere. And all the animals get together to drink water from that source. At that point, everybody's together. All the animals, lions, giraffes, cows, wolves, everything, all of them, they all together, nobody attacks no one because they all go for the water. So Okavango, that's where we all get together from different countries, playing together, sharing each other's culture and music and instruments, because everyone is using different kind of traditional instruments too.
So your music is the source?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
It's really great. Now, you're the guitarist, Donné, and the singer, one of the singers. Is there one song on your album that reflects you the best?
Yeah, of course. So each of us has two songs in the album and have two songs as well. So, of course, my songs reflect me the best, I guess.
Well, which ones are they?
Mine is, I think it's number 5, Dieu est grand, a slow one. So. And then Vivavi Tuzuru Zuli. That is about women.
A world topic.
Yes, but all women in the world, wherever you go, they're always beautiful, they're always nice, and that women are the best medication you can ever find.
Okay, hello everybody. You're listening to Okavango African Orchestra. The song is Vivavi Tuzuru Zuli by lead guitarist and vocalist Donné Roberts. And here he is by phone, speaking with me from Canada. Last question, what is next for you? Now that you've won this, you're probably still kind of going, whoa, did this really happen? Have you gotten together yet with the rest of the band and discussed, okay, now what are we going to do?
Well, what's next, of course, is we were planning on a tour and some concerts coming up for next year, some concerts coming up this summer, and we're ready to rock.
Great. All right. Well, thank you, Donné Roberts. Once again, congratulations for your big win at the Juno Awards.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is Lira from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Vieux Farka Touré kicked off his 2017 North American tour last week. His new album, Samba, was released April 7th. This is my favorite track, number 7. It's called Nature. Yeah, that was Vieux Farka Touré with a song off his brand new album, Samba. Hey peeps, this is Heather Maxwell. Another great band kicks off its spring and summer North American tour in April with its new album called Luyando. Mokomba, you know this band. I've been playing tracks off of the new album for weeks now, but every track is so good. So here's track 1, Mokole.
Mokomokolo.
Mokomokole,
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 All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. That was Mokomba from Zimbabwe. Okay, so we're at 45 minutes into the hour. Time for my third and final Meet the Artist feature. Have you ever heard of bubu music? Well, it's a deep roots style from Sierra Leone. Reporter King Milan from Freetown interviews the icon of contemporary bubu music, Bubu Gang. Bubu Gang's two-member crew, Africa Man and Pafula, lay it down for you right here. Jealousy, witch hunting, neglecting Salone culture, being serious in what you do, and local market day in Duluma. All of these things are interconnected to the core of what bubu music is all about. Take it away, King.
Hi, Dr. Adam Maxwell. My focus today is on two young Salonean musicians playing the typical traditional bubu music in the country. They are more like to say popularly known as African Man and Fula Kamara, popularly known as Pafula. These two young guys were one-time backup vocalists for the one-time king of bubu music in the country, Ahmed Jankanabi, who is presently in America. I first asked more like to say African Man about the passion for bubu music, and he answered me through an interpreter.
Yeah, because I believe so.
Because I believe that bubu music in Sierra Leone is a type of music everyone should appreciate. We should not practice foreign culture. Bubu music in Sierra Leone is a unique type of music that you can't find in another country.
Since Ahmed Jankanabi left, you've decided to continue the bubu music. What impression so far on the populace?
Well, I believe say the bubu music na Sierra Leone from which
I appreciate bubu music in Sierra Leone. Since Ahmed Jankanabi been singing songs like Lekki Culture, Dance to the Bubu, and many others, it came to a point when Jankanabi left Sierra Leone and went to America. We decided to follow his footsteps by playing the bubu music. Pafula and African Man took up the mission in playing bubu music because we don't want it to die out.
This bubu music say enough for die.
Well, okay, so you Pafula, you're still doing this bubu music though Ahmed Jankanabi left. You know, what impression so far? Rather, what constraint are you going through in doing bubu music in this country?
Well, bubu music,
we're not really achieving anything from playing bubu music. It's hard. We need someone to come to our aid. We need someone to promote us. Since Jankanabi left this country, we've been sponsoring ourselves from our hard and cash just to see that bubu music still continues.
Now, there's a song here called Tap
Tappets, you know. Pafola, could you please explain to me the meaning of this tappet?
Tappets na history between me and my man.
Tappet is a historical song between me and my colleague, African Man. It's a song that explains of our roots and how we came about bringing Bobo music back to life.
So who came up with this song? Who came up with the composition?
I mean, I made this song.
Is it true that they're using Bubu music to haunt out the witches? Is this true?
Yeah, because Bubu music, I believe, say Bubu music now from the witch you come out. Yes,
yes. Bubu music is a type of music used to hunt down witches in Sierra Leone. It is believed that this type of music, witches were playing it on the world, but it came to a time when the music was brought out of the underworld by the witch hunters using the same music to hunt them down.
What do you think the people should do in this country to support Bobo music in Sierra Leone?
The only thing we want the Sierra Leoneans
to do. The only thing we need from Sierra Leoneans is that they should accept our country's culture. We are neglecting our culture too much. That's why we are suffering in this country. Nigerians respect their own culture. Ghanaians respect their culture. But Sierra Leoneans, instead of accepting our culture, we are running away from it. They are neglecting our culture.
So now we not take the culture. We take the culture like a sentence and one child play.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that. What could you tell me now about this song called Katut or what?
Katut.
What is Katut?
Katut, the meaning of Katut, not jealous. Yeah.
So you're talking about jealousy?
Jealousy, yeah.
Between who and who?
Well, the man and the woman.
Because the meaning of Katut is jealousy. Jealousy between husband and wife. There are some husbands, when their wives give birth to a baby, by the time the child is about to walk, the husband will be ready to for another child.
Anyway, how long have you been together, you know, as a team? How long?
Africa Man?
Yeah.
15 years.
And still yet you're going strong.
Yeah.
And still yet there's no hope for you to be able to gain recognition in this country?
At all. No hope, no hope for me.
I'm seeing here this song called Old Tight. What is Old Tight?
Well, this country, I believe, says Sierra Leone, all man know it's in our Old Tight.
In this country, if you know,
I believe that everybody understanding the meaning of being serious in whatever you are doing. If you are not serious in what you are doing, then you can't make it in life. We believe that playing Bubu music is what we know, so we have decided to make it our profession till we reach the top.
What is the future for the Bubu Gang, Pafula?
Bubu Gang, the future for Bubu Gang.
The future for Bubu Gang is for us to be recognized and appreciated in the country and around the world. We want to be financially strong so that we can feed our children and extended family. We also hope that the Bubu Gang will ever live in people's mind. When you talk about Bubu music, you always remember the name African Man and Pafula. Our names will not fade in the country.
Okay, now let's come to this next song. You call this one Doluma.
Doluma.
Doluma. Yes. What is Doluma?
Doluma, I believe, say Nasaiwe people in together.
Yes. This song, Doluma, is a place in the village where people meet at the end of every month to exchange commodities in a barter system. Our own commodity is our Bubu musical cassettes and nothing else.
Well, Dr. Adam Maxwell, I don't know how you're feeling over there, but I'm feeling good right now with the sound Doluma from the Bubu Gang in Leon, formed by African Man and Pafula. For the VOA's Music Time in Africa, I'm Mohammed King Milan Bangwa in Freetown, Sierra Leone.
Wow, all right. Well, so, Bubu music? Bubu gang? Now you know a little something deep about Sierra Leone.
Hello, everybody. This is Acoustic Africa 3 on Music Time in Africa.
Did you know that every year in the United States we celebrate jazz in April? Yep. Jazz Appreciation Month.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
In the spirit of this wonderful American form of music that has its roots in West Africa, I conclude today's edition with the Beninese family band, Jomian and the Uklos. These guys composed their own music that they considered deeply traditional, Beninese traditional music. Yet, it sounds just like jazz. So cool. Here's Sonayon from their 2009 album, Yopole. Okay, hey everybody, that was Jomian and the Uklos, and it's time to say goodbye for this week. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. A big thank you to Gilad, Donnie Roberts, and Bubu Gang, and also to Bill Odidi and King Milan, and especially to all of you for listening and loving the show. Reach out to me if you can. My Facebook page is Music Time in Africa. My Twitter handle is @MusicTimeAfrica, and my WhatsApp number is +1 202 203 4118. +1 202 203 4118. Yeah! See you guys next week, Friday at 0900 Universal Time, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America, VOA Africa.